BigTalk.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This program today has been brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. For those of you that tuned in expecting to hear Justice and Drew, Andrew John, and Miss Sam, we'll be back tomorrow morning. But today we're talking about Memorial Day, and we had Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn on as a co-host in the first hour. We're going to have the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on this hour. And in the third hour, we're going to have Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen, on, along with the Minnesota Homeland Security, Senator Klobuchar, and Governor Walz. But joining me right now is my co-host for the hour, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Herkey. Commissioner, good morning. Welcome to see you.
Good morning, Tom. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you on the show, sir, and this may become something of a tradition. You've been here a couple of years, and Commissioner Shelito was here for quite a few years before that, and we've been talking about Memorial Day. We spent the first hour with Chaplain Wynn talking about the background, the Decoration Day, what it is, the difference between Memorial Day, where we honor those veterans who gave their sacrifice, their life and for our country, and Veterans Day, which is in November, when we honor all veterans. And, of course, you honor all veterans because you head up the agency in Minnesota that takes care of all the veterans here. And how many do we have, an approximate number? How many veterans do we have in Minnesota now, sir?
We have about 308,000 veterans in Minnesota, and that number is actually going down, Tom. We lose about 10,000 veterans a year. A majority of our veterans, actually over 50%, are over 60 years of age.
Oh, my.
So that becomes declining numbers after a while there, but proud to be the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs and be able to serve all 308,000 veterans, and it's just a joy to meet veterans and help them each day.
And Commissioner, we were talking this morning that this is the 75th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe, and of course that means World War II veterans finished their service in Europe 75 years ago today, and one of the reasons that over the last 10 years we've probably lost 50 or 60,000 of those. And then the Korean War veterans, and unfortunately my generation, the Vietnam War veterans, are getting up there. This year, 2020, is the 50th anniversary of the year that I went to basic training.
Well, congratulations, Tom.
But that means that I'm not getting any younger, yeah. Sir. But today we want to talk about Memorial Day, and things are a little bit different this year due to COVID-19. We have to do everything virtually. Social distancing is an issue, and of course, Sergeant Ben took care of everything today. We're a good 14 feet away from each other, and he's disinfected. And so I think you'll get out of here unscathed today,
Commissioner. I feel very safe today.
Commissioner, can you share with the listeners, is there anyone special you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, I actually think about them every day. I have a poster that's in my office, and there's 21 faces on that poster. Those are the 21 people that we lost during my deployment to Iraq back in 2006, 2007. And those folks, I usually take a moment just to think about them on the way out. Sometimes I just, when I'm at my desk, I peer up at it and I say, you know, what contribution they made during the time that they were in Iraq, how they made life better for the Iraqi people, and how they did their mission and gave the ultimate sacrifice. And they did come home as fallen heroes, but went out and did their job, and just exactly what we asked them to do. And just like to take time each day to do that, but specifically here on Memorial Day to remember them.
And Commissioner, generation after generation sign up and take the oath of service, and despite the fact that they could deploy and be killed, despite the fact that they go off to war and risk their lives, they just keep coming, and it's a tradition in military families, and it's just a wonderful aspect of life in the United States of America, where so many of our young people sign up, make a career out of it, and protect our country. It makes us who we are.
Yeah, it's great. Even if they don't make a career out of it, it's good for people, I think, just in general, to go through that process of putting the team before yourself, and having a mission greater than yourself. And in the case of the soldiers that I served with, it was wonderful team that came together for that deployment, and I just very much appreciate them, but especially those 21 soldiers that did not come home with us. They went home by themselves beforehand.
And Commissioner, we don't talk about it too often, but one of the things your department does is you work closely with their Gold Star families. Can you explain Gold Star families to our listeners?
Gold Star families is a tradition that goes back even before World War II, but specifically it was became apparent during World War II the number of losses that were the nation was taking. Just alone in Minnesota, we lost 9,765 soldiers during World War II. And what happens is if a family does have a loss of one of its family members, they get a Gold Star, and usually that was presented from the Department of Defense, and it was actually shown in the window of the home. And that program has gone on today and still is in place. In fact, our agency has a program, sub-program, that we actually work with the Gold Star families to help them through some of the issues and to connect with each other and to bring together and to remember, not only remember their loved ones, but to help them through the process of healing and so forth so that they can just feel better and so forth. It's a great loss for many families, especially if it's a younger soldier that dies. It's a great loss for both family and if they have a significant other.
And Commissioner, we've had many Gold Star mothers and many Gold Star family members on the show over the last 10 years that we've done Minnesota Military Radio, and I think it was instructive for Sergeant Ben and I to find out they want to talk about their soldier. They want to talk about their loved one they lost as if they're still here. They want to tell you about them and the wonderful sacrifice that they made. And some of those Gold Star families are just some of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And today's a day to honor them as well.
It is. It's just as important as honoring those fallen heroes. I think the Gold Star families are important that they get the recognition also, and that this is part of their healing process today as Memorial Day.
Commissioner, you're going to be our co-host for the hour, and we've got some guests that are going to be calling in. National Commander Butch Whitehead from the Disabled American Veterans, American Legion Commander Mark Dvorak from the state of Minnesota will be calling in, and one of your special partners at the Commissioner's Task Force is Ken Klein, President of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. And we're looking forward to talking to them. Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to those folks about Memorial Day. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk to Butch Whitehead, National Commander of the Disabled America. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and my co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, COVID-19, this pandemic all across the world, and hit Minnesota, and it's affected everything, and we've all heard about social distancing. We've got you about a half mile away in my conference room here today, but can you tell us what has that done? How's that impacted our Memorial Day events? Usually there's events all over the state.
You usually have large events at the three cemeteries, this year we were unable to do that because of the restrictions on no more than 10 people. And what we decided to do instead is a virtual event, and we partnered with TPT Television here in Twin Cities, Public Television here in the Twin Cities, and we came up with a 30-minute Memorial Day program, and that program is extraordinary. I've viewed it here, and it's going to actually air on Monday night tonight here at 7:30 p.m. So if you on your public television statewide or even here in the Twin Cities at TPT Television, if you miss it there, you can pick it up on my website at MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, or the TPT website.
So that's a 30-minute Memorial Day program entitled Always Remember, a Minnesota Tribute to Veterans We've Lost. That will be broadcast across the state on TPT's Minnesota channel at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Tune in, and we'll mention that later in the hour, Commissioner. Joining us now is the National Commander of the Disabled American Veterans, Butch Whitehead. Butch, welcome to our special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Memorial Day.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Butch, I want to ask you, this pandemic all across the world and across the nation, it's impacted you as the national commander. I imagine it's slowed down some of your travel to various states to visit your DAV chapters. And can you tell us, how are you adapting to the social distancing, and how are you staying in contact with all your members and, of course, most importantly, Congress?
You know, Tom, you're absolutely right. My travel has pretty much come to a halt, you know, the last 2 months because of this social distancing and all that going on. But one thing with technology, it's great. Still being able to have a lot of the meetings, a lot of Zoom or Microsoft Team meetings, and in constant contact with my leadership out in D.C., also our headquarters office down in Cold Spring, Kentucky. So that at least we're able to still do both those. And here just this, so just today, we're actually opening, dropping a bill for caregivers. So we're still able to do legislation work, which has been great, but it's been a challenge. COVID-19 has been taking up everybody's time, rightfully so. Obviously, it's a very, very, very important issue we have to get our control on. But as I've been stressing this whole time, is we can't forget about our veterans either. You know, we got to keep fighting every day for our veterans as well.
Butch, this Memorial Day, you've been on the show with us many times over the years, and this is the first year, of course, that you've been National Commander of the Disabled American Veterans, and, of course, you've been deployed in the military a number of times. What do you think about when you get up on Memorial Day, and I imagine you think about these things every day, but especially today, is there any special person or group?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tom, every day I think about it, but really on Memorial Day, I really think a lot about those soldiers that I served with that didn't come home. You know, we spent 6 months up down together training. We became a really tight family down in Camp Shelby, Mississippi prior to our deployment. And when we go over together and we have some of us that don't come back together, it leaves a lot on us. You know, people like Kyle Miller, Sergeant Kyle Miller, Sergeant Barry, they're just two of the individuals that we lost in our battery under our deployment. But, yeah, this day means a lot to me. It really does.
Commander, you served with the commissioner at one time, did you not?
I did. He was actually my battalion OIC down in 125 down in New Ulm when we were together.
Yes. I think we were together, weren't we, in St. James, Minnesota also? It's a battery commander, yes. And you were sergeant. Yep. At that time, I believe.
I was a D5 at the time, yes. Long time ago.
Butch, could you tell us how DAV is helping veterans with direct support? I know there's a lot of different programs you have right now.
Yeah, you know, Commissioner, that's a great question, because one thing we set up right away, we did a COVID-19 relief fund right away, where any veteran, any disabled veteran, regardless if you remember or not, any disabled veteran that was affected by COVID-19, we set up a grant that the individual could apply for grants, no questions asked, as long as they provided, you know, two simple things. A, showing us that they are a disabled veteran, and two, is that this COVID-19 affected them somehow. You know, they showed us a letter or a letter from an employer or something like that. And we raised over $2 million so far, and we've given out about almost $1.7 million of that already, which has been great, helping thousands and thousands of veterans across the country.
Commander, I want to ask you, you and I have been talking about and working on preventing veteran suicides for years and years, but I think the stay-at-home order not been helpful and not been healthy for some of our veterans to be locked up and isolated and staying home alone. And what can they do to reach out for help?
You know, Tom, that's very interesting that you said it, because I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was assigned or tasked with becoming one of President Trump's Prevents Ambassadors, which is his suicide program that he's getting after suicide, and something that I've been pushing on my social media and all through. All of us have, you know, DAV and everybody's an ambassador, is really getting and sharing what we're doing. You know, if it is literally just going for walks with their family, being active, you know, doing during this time when all the stresses are going on in our life, be as active as we can to get things off of our mind. You know, that's been a very helpful thing for me. Doing, you know, activities with my family, still calling friends up and still being able to talk to people. That's been a big, big thing to do as well, to help everybody. So anybody that's out there, just know you're not alone, and just understand that there's individuals and people are out there that want to help you through this. So just make sure that they reach out and get the help that they need. But biggest thing is just be active. Don't sit there and dwell on it.
And, Commander, for my generation of veterans, a lot of those Vietnam veterans are retiring from work. And, of course, some of them have been laid off or they're at home. And all of a sudden they've got time on their hands and they're flashing back to some of the things they experienced in war in Vietnam. And I think I keep thinking that some of them don't know where to go for help. But there is help available. And they can call the VA Medical Center or they can call the suicide hotline.
That is correct. You know, that's two big things there. And, Tom, I was actually just talking to a Vietnam veteran here with the today's Monday. We're at Memorial Day. So, yeah, it's Saturday. They're all running together now. They're in the South. You know, he and I talk weekly, and I shared exactly with that. You know, he's finding himself a little bit more down these days just because he's sitting at home more. You know, his wife is no longer with him. So I talk to him probably weekly, if not biweekly, and I tell him, I said, hey, you know, if you're starting to think about it, reach out and get help. You don't try to keep this on your own. Don't do it by yourself. There's great programs out there the VA has to offer for veterans, and it works. You know, the suicide prevention, the program the VA has, it's a great program and it works. So I encourage any veteran that's struggling with it to make sure they reach out to the VA and get the help that they need.
So, Commander, last quick question. Because of COVID-19, you probably got the day off instead of giving a big speech somewhere today.
Actually, no. Myself and my national adjutant here at 3:30, we're actually doing a virtual live event as well. So he and I will be on social media here at 3:30 talking about what Memorial Day means to us as well. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm not traveling to four or five different events today, you know, in a typical year for me, which is my wife and I are going to spend some time together as well today.
Very good, sir. Commander, thanks for calling in, and stay healthy, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Commissioner. You guys have a wonderful day and be safe.
That was our DAV National Commander, Butch Whitehead, on a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Department Commander of the American Legion, Mark Dvorak. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us.
Thanks, Google.
Good morning. This is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, and with today's 10th annual Memorial Day broadcast brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. And my co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, over the last couple of months, the governor and the state legislature presented you with some funds that you're using for a disaster relief program, grant program for our veterans. Can you give us a little update on that, sir?
Yes, it's been a great program, and we've had over 4,800 applications for the disaster relief from the disaster relief fund. The fund itself was set up with two different grants, one for $1,000 that you can do online. You can go right to minnesotaveteran.org/COVID-19. And do that yourself. All you have to do is demonstrate that you have a loss of income in the family. It could be the veteran themselves or maybe a spouse, and that you're a veteran and that you're a Minnesota resident. Those are the only things that you have to show. We also have a special needs grant, and there hasn't been very many applications for that, and that was intended for if you have a mortgage or some other large payments that need to be made. That grant is up to $3,000, and that can be applied for through your county veteran service officer.
Commissioner, I thought you'd be out of funds by now, but what a great opportunity.
We still, the legislature still got a little bit of money there on that we can help get out to veterans. So if you know a veteran that's in need, please pass on the information.
Very good, sir. We are joined now by our department commander from the American Legion, Mark Dvorak. Mark, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, Tom, and good morning to you, Tom, and good morning to you, Commissioner Herkey. It's great to hear your voices again.
Good morning, Commander.
Thank
and
you,
Mark,
sir.
We should mention to our listeners that you work closely with the Commissioner because as the Department Commander of the American Legion, you're a member of the Commander's Task Force, which is made up of the 9 veteran service organizations. All of their commanders and leaders sit down monthly with the Commissioner and try to work together on veterans issues.
Yes, that's correct, Tom. We've been on a couple conference calls together, you know, trying to just keep a handle on everything going on, you know, certainly with the MDVA, but with our organizations, too, with this COVID-19 thing, with the hunker down order, and I think we're doing a good job so far.
Commander, can you tell us, we're in the middle of this COVID-19, and we're doing our social distancing, and it's preventing a lot of things from happening, but how's that impacted the American Legion on Memorial Day?
Well, Tom, you know, in fact, I just communicated with one of our amazing Legionnaires out of the Battle Lake area this morning, and him and his honor guard, they're on their way to 11 different cemeteries this morning to pay respects and to read the names of all those veterans at those cemeteries and do the gun salute and the taps. And my local post here in New Prague, our honor guard is meeting shortly here in the next hour or so, and we're going to 6 different cemeteries, and we're going to do the same. And some posts have been doing video recordings that they're going to put on YouTube, and they've been doing that all week, preparing for whenever would be a good time for somebody to watch their presentation for Memorial Day. And we're going to have it on our local radio station, which covers quite a few towns. Our program will be at 11:45 today, and the guest speaker will be coming from Hutchinson, and he will actually read his presentation on the air live, and then our honor guard will be outside the radio station, and we will do the gun salute and the taps.
So that'll be a New Prague down there with Tom Gitzinger.
That's correct. Tom is amazing, and he has his show going on till about 1 o'clock today. Yeah, it's just one heck of a patriotic radio station here in New Prague. We're honored to have Tom as the manager of that radio station.
Please greet him for me, and I'm glad to hear you're obeying the orders with social distancing. Mark, I want to ask you, is there someone or some person you think of in particular on Memorial Day?
Well, Tom, I got to be careful here. I'm an emotional person, so I'm just going to talk in generalities here. I did plan to maybe tell you a little story here, but I better stay away from it. But, no, I do think about these veterans that have given their all. I think about them every day, but especially today. And, you know, my 22 years in the military and now very involved with the Legion the last 11 years, I just met some amazing veterans. And the stories they tell, the ones that have been in combat.
So every day is Memorial Day for you, Mark.
Well, it is, and I think it is for you, Tom, and for Commissioner. I think it is for all of us veterans.
Certainly is, and Mark, I want to mention one other thing. As a result of the coronavirus, American Legion Convention has been impacted, and I understand you get another year added to your sentence.
Well, that's, I was prepared to talk a little bit about that. So, yes, that's true, Tom. You and the Commissioner, you guys are going to have to put up with me for another year, and the other leadership in the state of Minnesota. We passed a resolution here in April, the Department Executive Committee. We did it via a conference call, and yes, that's the way we went. We canceled our convention here in July, and we will stay in place for another year. We recommended the districts in the state, the 10 districts, and the posts do the same. And so far, you know, I'm proud to say that everybody has stepped up. And they're going to do it another year. God bless them.
Very good, sir.
Commander, can you tell us how the Legion continues its mission for God and country in these COVID-19 times?
Yes, sir, I can. I'm proud to do it. It's a great day to be a Legionnaire. Yeah, since this all started, we had a few people that stepped up, one in the northern part of the state and one in the St. Paul area. They're both female veterans and Legionnaires that are very experienced with technology. And we sort of set up like a COVID-19 information Zoom conference, and we hold that 3 times a week, on Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night. And it's been pushed through the Legionnaire and through emails. It's on our website, of mnlegion.org, and we encourage anybody and everybody, the Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, to call in.
Commander, I've got one last topic I want to talk to you about, and that's buddy checks. We got a lot of veterans that are staying at home. They're alone. They're isolated and maybe don't have people to talk to. I know you do buddy checks all the time, but they're more important than ever right now.
Yes, and our posts are doing the buddy checks, Tom. They're very involved with that, and that's part of these Zoom conferences, too, where they can call in and actually talk to a real person, and if they don't have the technology, per se, they can call in on their telephone. If they just have a normal telephone, they can call in.
Yeah, Commander, I hope that the posts get to open back up soon, but if our listeners want to find out more information about the American Legion, where do they go?
Go to mnlegion.org, and that will give them all the information, the COVID-19 information and the adjutant's notes. Everything is posted out there. It changes on a daily basis.
Commander, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do and working together, especially on the Commander's Task Force. It's an important organization for me. Sort of sets my agenda. So I appreciate your staying with us for another year. It'll be great to have you around.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. I really appreciate that.
And, Commander, we're looking forward to working with you for another year as well on Minnesota Military Radio. We get the show out every week, and for our listeners today, they can find those shows at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. And if you look up Mark Dvorak up in the search device, you'll see that he's been on the show many, many times. And every time he comes on, he's got some great things to say. Commander, I hope you have a great day out there, and stay safe.
Okay, thank you. Our Legion family continues its mission for God and country. And thank you, Tom, and thank you, Commissioner Herkey. And God bless our Gold Star families. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
This is a Memorial Day special of Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we're going to meet the president of the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. This show has been brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us.
We'll VFM.
Welcome back to our Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. We've been on the air since 6 o'clock this morning, and my co-host this hour is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Herkey. And, sir, we talked a little bit about how COVID-19 has impacted the MDVA and the Memorial Day events, and you've had to produce a virtual event. Can you tell us about that again?
Yes, we came up with a virtual event. We partnered with Twin Cities Public Television and created a 30-minute event. We had to be very careful because we had to stay in groups of 10 or less. But you're going to see a lot of really neat things, to include an address, a short address by the governor. And I would just ask the listeners to take some time tonight at 7:30 p.m. and join us for coming together as all Minnesotans to honor our fallen heroes. And I think you'll really enjoy the virtual event that we're put together for you. It's called Always Remember, a Minnesota Tribute to Veterans We've Lost.
And that's a 30-minute Memorial Day program that will be broadcast across the state on Channel 2 at 7:30 tonight. Always Remember, a Minnesota Tribute to Veterans We've Lost. And, Commissioner, this is our last segment together, and we've got another special guest with us, the president of the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America, Ken Klein. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Commissioner. Always a pleasure to have this opportunity to talk.
Ken, we haven't had you on the show for a while, but we've had your vice president on because he's been busy as the chair of the Commander's Task Force this year, and they were busy trying to get some things done up at the legislature, and we had a virtual Veterans Day on the Hill, just like we just talked about the commander or the commissioner having a virtual event tonight at 7:30. Can you tell us, how has this pandemic affected you on Memorial Day?
Well, as you know, this is the start of summer holiday or summer vacation times and stuff. And in the past, my wife and I have always gone up to the lake and stuff, but this year we're pretty much sticking at home. And I should be on a flight here in about another 2 hours heading to Dallas. We're supposed to be having our national convention down there. But, of course, that's been canceled, and so that's going to be held starting tomorrow through Friday on a Zoom conference. So that should be interesting.
So, Ken, I need to ask you, Memorial Day, it's a big holiday. It's a time to remember all those who have given their lives in service to the country. And it's part of what makes the United States what we are. And I need to ask you, what does it mean to you, and do you think of someone special on this day?
Well, you know, this is one day of honoring our fallen veterans, our fallen heroes and stuff. But, you know, there's not a day that doesn't go by that you don't think about some special people that you might have lost. You and I, Tom, are in Vietnam, and I've lost a couple of classmates and stuff, and I always think about them as, you know, driving down the street, you're going by the National Cemetery and stuff out by the airport, and, you know, that's the first people that come to your mind. So there's not a day that doesn't go by, and there are certain events in your life that we just don't forget. And one of them is for you and I when we were in Vietnam. Those events just are like they happened yesterday.
And Commissioner, for us Vietnam veterans, at least we think of the 58,000 that gave their lives over there. But I think even more about we don't know the exact number, but there's probably twice as many Vietnam veterans that have died from exposure to Agent Orange. And today, I think not only of my fellow airmen and soldiers, those who served in Vietnam, but also those that are continuing to suffer and die from that exposure. And of course, you work with a lot of those veterans to try to help them through that process.
Yeah, that's very true. We're finding the Vietnam veterans are dying at a younger age, actually, than previous wars because of all the exposures to the different chemicals and things that happened in Vietnam.
And, Ken, I know that you're out there working with all of our paralyzed veterans, and I've been out to your office at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and right across the hall, that's where they do a lot of the therapy.
Yeah, and I haven't been to the office since March due to the pandemic. They won't let me in. My executive director goes in and my treasurer goes in on Fridays to do the mail and write checks and stuff, and then my executive director meets me in my driveway every Friday afternoon so I can get paperwork taken care of. But that's the way our life has been. But that VA hospital, and you know, a lot of times you hear on TV, you know, the negativity of that might happen and stuff, but that hospital is one of the best in the country.
Ken, I understand the Paralyzed Veterans of America recently made a donation to the entire staff at the Minneapolis VA, and I was wondering if you could tell us just a little bit more about that.
Well, as a board, we talked about some of our events that are going to be canceled and stuff, like our spring picnic and stuff. The wheelchair games that were supposed to be held in Portland, Oregon and stuff, and that's where a lot of our funds go to. But so we decided, what can we do for the VA hospital? So we came up with an idea of putting snack boxes together for, after we talked to the volunteer services department, how many employees they had at the VA hospital, over 4,000 employees. I was shocked to hear that amount of people that worked there. Well, we wanted to make a point to get everybody one of these snack boxes. So we got a hold of a company that could put together our packages for us. We had it delivered to the VA hospital. Dr. Kelly came out and said a few words, and they were distributed through all the departments throughout the hospital, not only during the day shift, but all shifts, even including the night shift.
Great job, Ken, and I want to thank you for joining us today on Memorial Day, and I hope the Memorial Day services that you're involved in go well today. So thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
This is Ken Klein, President of the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. And Commissioner, we just got a couple of minutes left, but I know that the easiest way to get a hold of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is by calling 1-888-LINK-VET, and I understand a lot of people have been doing that lately.
We've got a significant increase in calls now to LINK-VET, a lot of different issues, some financial, but probably the biggest one being mental health right now. And I just wanted to remind the listeners that if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran that may need our help or assistance, this assistance is provided free of charge. And you can call 1-888-LINK-VET, and you can get both assistance for yourself and for your family members. So this is a great resource, and I want to make sure that the veterans understand that is still available.
And Commissioner, I know you work closely with Director Pat Kelly at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and they know how to help veterans who are suffering from depression or any other issues. So if they can, they call the Minneapolis VA Medical Center or call 1-888-LINK-VET. You're ready.
We are ready, and we're ready to help people out, and we've actually asked for additional money to make sure that we can cover everyone till the end of the year.
Commissioner, just 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts?
Well, just a couple items. We talked about it today. We have a lot of veterans out there that are unemployed, or maybe a family member is unemployed. So I wanted to make sure that the veterans understand that the grants program, the COVID grants program put in place by the legislature in 31 days, which is, I think, a record from concept to reality. That's still available, and the money's still there, and you can go to two places to get there. One is through MinnesotaVeteran.org/COVID-19, and you can actually apply yourself. The other way is to go see your county veteran service officer, like you do with most other items, and that service officer can actually help you to apply for a grant request.
Commissioner, great to see you this morning. Thanks for joining us on the air.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you in person.
That was Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. When we come back, my co-host for the third hour is going to be Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen, and we're going to talk with Homeland Security, Senator Klobuchar, and the Governor.